Two U.S. Army sergeants and a Marine wounded in combat in Iraq over the weekend faced the television cameras today at a military hospital in Germany. They expressed surprise at the amount of resistance the Iraqis were putting up and spoke of their commitment to the cause they were fighting for. NPR's Emily Harris was at their news conference in Landstuhl, Germany.
U.S. Army Sergeant Jamie Villafane had already been wounded in the arm when a wire-guided missile passed so close he could see the wire. But he was also keeping an eye out for a few civilians who had disappeared below a bridge near Nasiriyah, Iraq. Villafane followed to find a couple of mud huts, a stash of weapons, and a man wearing a traditional robe.
When I got down there, he was looking one way, and I just happened to be looking directly at him. And he dropped his weapon immediately, and he was no longer combatant. He was a prisoner of war.
A prisoner who, Villafane said, tried to communicate.
I can't speak his language, unfortunately. But he tried. He actually was showing my hand was hurt. He wanted to, like, I didn't want him touching me. I was so aggravated at the whole situation. And, you know, like, he was trying to, like, go up and, like, show, yeah, look, your hand's hurt. And it's like, yeah, I realize this.
Three other men came around the corner and dropped their AK-47s when they saw Villafane with his gun. Then he says they dropped their robes to reveal Iraqi army uniforms. Villafane said that surprised him.
It was shocking that they would actually do that. I mean, beside the treatment that we try and give to them, we try and treat them fairly, and that they would try and do this to, I mean, I guess kind of expected, though, because we are better trained and better equipped than they are. I guess they have to do whatever they have to.
Another soldier and a Marine also spoke today at this U.S. military hospital in Germany. More than two dozen troops injured in combat in Iraq are here, and medevac flights come to nearby Ramstein Air Base regularly from the Gulf. Marine Lance Corporal Josh Menard was also wounded in the hand during an ambush on a different bridge going into Nasiriyah. He says he was surprised at the level of resistance they found.
We were very surprised. We were told when we were going through in Nasiriyah that we should see little to no resistance. And then when we got in, it was a whole different ball game. Received a lot of resistance, and we were more prepared for what happened in the Gulf War, where they more turned over and surrendered most of the time.
Now in Germany, Menard spends as much time as he can glued to the television for news about his battalion. He joined the Marines after September 11th and feels that in Iraq he was fighting to protect the United States from something perhaps worse than Al-Qaeda.
Ultimately, we're trying to protect America from getting hit from another September 11th from a man who's, you know, tries to buy nuclear warheads or whatever, tries to get the materials.
He said he doesn't really understand why people are protesting the war. Army Sergeant Charles Horgan had a message for anti-war protesters.
You might be against the war, but don't be against the soldiers who are there fighting it. You know, I joined to serve my country, but when I was there, I was fighting to protect my friends. That's what it came down to.
He says he doesn't want to go back to the battlefield and get shot again. But even with a chunk of his foot now missing, he feels bad he isn't there to help protect his friends. Emily Harris, NPR News, Landstuhl, Germany.